Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 13th January 2022. Top stories for today. Malaysia's daily COVID-19 cases hit above 3,000 for the third consecutive day, with a surge recording about 3,684 new infections. The country's COVID-related deaths rose by another 15 cases as of last night. Based on data from the past 2 weeks, the national death roll now stands at 7 deaths per 1 million. Meanwhile, about 97.8% of the adult population have completed their COVID-19 vaccination as of yesterday. Further details on the COVID-19 situation, according to state, will be updated on the COVIDNow portal by midnight. Minister of Plantation, Industries and Commodities Dato' Zuraida Kamarudin earlier today said that Malaysia is currently having talks with India, Bangladesh and southern Thailand on bringing more foreign workers into the local plantation industry. Meanwhile, Zuraida also said that after Malaysia settled some technical issues with Indonesia, its government approved the entry of 32,000 Indonesians by the middle of February this year. Home Minister Dato' Sri Hamzah Zainuddin announced today that the Op Benteng, the operation to guard against illegal entry at borders in the country under the National Task Force, will end in June this year. Hamzah said the operation would be handed back to the Home Ministry for further action. On the international front, South Korea receives the first supply of Pfizer's antiviral COVID-19 pills, sufficient to support the compulsory 5-day treatment courses for 21,000 people. Paxlovid will be administered to treat patients with mild or moderate symptoms. The pill has been described as an important tool to minimize hospitalizations and deaths. Australia's New South Wales reported a huge rise with 92,264 new COVID-19 cases today, largely attributed to the Omicron variant. The state also logged another 22 deaths within the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, food shortages spurred by large numbers of workers in isolation continue to be one of the most pressing challenges faced by states across Australia. And Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been told to step down after he apologised in Parliament for attending a drinks gathering in his Downing Street office during lockdown. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.